This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
House Commerce and Energy will now come to order. This time, I'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representative Spiel.
Here.
Harrison.
Here.
Hawley.
Here.
Kirschman. Norstrup.
Here.
Stalser.
Here.
Steinhauer.
Here.
Wick.
Here.
Willidson.
Here.
Wellman.
Here.
Zickman.
He's excused.
Schoenbeck.
Excused.
Rounds.
Here.
We have a quorum.
We do have a quorum, and Representative Beal, did you spend some time reading the minutes of our last meeting?
Absolutely, Chairman.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I wanted you to know that I would like to make a motion to approve the minutes.
You are opening that motion with a statement, Representative Willidson.
Willidson moves to approve the minutes as written.
We have a motion by Representative Willidson to approve the minutes, seconded by Representative Wollman. Any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. And this week we have a whole new group of pages. Well, some of them. Why don't you come on up, introduce yourself, tell us where you're from, what your plans are.
Hello, my name is Leonard Redhair. I'm from Oryx, South Dakota. I committed to Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff. I plan to major in exercise science with a focus on medicine and hopefully go straight into pharmacy school after.
Well, good for you. Thank you for being here today. Hopefully we'll get you out of here soon. Oh, we've got some guests wandering in today, and they've got badges on. Does somebody have a personal privilege?
Mr. Chair, personal privilege, please.
Representative Wick, granted.
Just arrived, fresh from Big Stone City. I have a couple of helpers today. First of all, I'd like to introduce my wife, Chelsea Wick. And my sons, this is Connor, he's 10, this is Cody, he is 7. And this is Cody's first time to the Capitol, all badged up and ready to help Dad for a day. So
cool.
Well, it's good to have you here today. Thanks for coming on. Okay, today's meeting is going to be very short, but the purpose of the meeting is y'all have seen, or have they seen, the interim study request form. That's one of the subject matters that I want to bring up today. And the other matter, I guess I'll get started on this right away, is you were handed out some sheets that LRC put together. Two pages here, legislative review of state agencies. Back during my previous years, my first term, Representative Willidson, you would recall these, and a few others, Representative Norstrup. Between the years of 2003 and 2010, the Executive Board of the Legislative Council selected two agencies for study and assessment pursuant to Statute 1-26E. These were what we called sunset committees. And in 2012, these were deleted from, while I was term limited, these were deleted from statute. We no longer do these sunset studies. And one of my thoughts are, is I'd like to see these come back, and I was hopeful for some discussion on this morning, if anybody's got some comments on these. Representative Hawley?
Thank you. I know you mentioned this. So I've been thinking about it a little bit. I was involved on the other end of this thing, the Game Fish and Parks Commission, a Sunset Review Committee, and at that moment, that turned into a head-hunting committee. So I didn't have a favorable view of sunset committees, but we stopped them at 10, so I've never been involved otherwise. But we got two things going on right now. When I was on appropriations, the appropriations runs around in the summer to the different east and west side. They do rotate east side, west side, the next, and they go to a lot of the different facilities. I see you're talking about walk through the facilities. You know, we did a lot of that. And so I see that happening from a legislative standpoint already. But the other thing we got going on is we've got the long-range planning committee, which was set up 5 years ago in the legislature. And they report to the executive board. And actually, we just had a bill in state affairs this morning that committee will, at a minimum every 3 years, review every department within the state that we have. But what they've gone was one step further. They've set up metrics for each department. For example, the Board of Regents. If they were talking about retention, is a big. They've sat down with the Board of Regents and they've talked about some what their real primary goals are and what they need to work on. Set up metrics, and then those metrics are reported back every year to the legislature, to the e-board, and those will be put on a website. And then every third year, they would have they would actually physically come in and update what they're measuring and have the discussion on what they want to change in the department and that. So my concern is I think that we might be into a duplication. The process is different now than it was when it stopped in 2010. And between those two, I feel comfortable where we're headed with the legislature and the review of the departments. I do like that. I don't know if you've all seen the metrics that they've used yet. And the yellow, red, green, go, no-go type measurement, and they visit with the department on an annual basis on that. And as I said, every 3 years it'd be updated on what their goals are. So anyhow, that's my opinion. I don't know if that this would do something different than those, but that's what I throw on the table.
My observations of what this would do is more of the policy end of each department, and a little more in-depth oversight over second floor, basically, is what these were set up to be, is a little bit of more oversight on second floor. And I know the legislature is going different directions. I know I was a member of the, from 2003, Department of Corrections Interim Study, the Department of Public Safety in 2005, Military and Veterans Affairs in 2006, Department of Labor in 2007, and the Department of Transportation in 2009. I was on a lot of different summer studies, and we were able to really dig into these. And as a result of these summer studies, is maybe not the following year or the, but then within the next 2 years, recommendations would come for change or deletion of unused laws within the different agencies and the codes, cleanup legislation. The governor calls it as red tape review. It gives second floor or third floor a little more oversight over each department. I wanted this for discussion, and that's what I'm. Any other discussion on this? It does. We're not gonna. This is something that would have to come in bill form to bring it back. Should we do this? But I want it brought up with the board if there is any interest at all in something like this. Seeing none, does anybody have any interim studies that they wish to look into? Representative Wick?
Well, I brought it up last year, and Mr. Chair, we talked a little bit this summer, and I attended the professional towing organization in South Dakota, the South Dakota Professional Towing Association summer show and annual meetings. And a lot of the problems we were having were discussing one of the bills. It was Senate Bill 80 last year, brought up disposing of wrecked vehicles. And that's starting to move in a better direction now. But one of the things that came up as a serious concern, some of the towers were nervous about the expansion to 80 miles an hour on the interstate. And the distracted driving and all that stuff that's going on. And the biggest concern right now is tow trucks and police vehicles parked alongside of the road that are being hit. And there's been some injuries, and it's happened even in South Dakota twice, I believe, since we met last year. So if there was any push that came out of that, it's to get a concentrated effort. I don't know if the we can talk to somebody about one of the state's PSA campaigns that they always do on the radio and TV, but just getting people to move over when they see flashing lights. And that was one of the things they really wanted. I don't know if that, we learned that the towing industry is not something we want to do a whole summer study on, because that was our push last year and that was denied. And I understand that because it seems a little narrow-minded. But when, if you expand it, just looking at the towing industry, I think we worded it incorrectly. I think we need to look at roadside safety for both our law enforcement officials, both the state and county and local, and for the people that have to work to help them out, whether it's tow trucks or whatever. And that's one of the things we noticed this summer.
Thank you, Representative Wick. And I did bring this up in the Transportation Committee for those that are on transportation, briefly discuss this. And it was talked about a lot in transportation about maybe this would be something for a work group, something outside of a summer study, but a work group that can come up with. And roadside safety, I think, was one of the issues you and I talked about in depth. These guys are out in the middle of the night along the interstates, the major highways in the state, doing their job. And, you know, it's a issue out there where you have injuries, where you have people, you know, distracted driving. We have laws out there to protect, but there still needs to be something more done. It isn't exactly a safe profession.
No.
I'll say that. But I think Representative Hollick.
Just a point of information on it. I mentioned I went to the Uncoil meeting 2 weekends ago down in Little Rock. And the Uncoil, we had the Uber model. The shared transportation came out of Uncoil, National Council of Insurance Legislators. And one of the interesting things is that they're working on a model for tow truck towing right now. And that's one of their topics of discussion, is that they're putting together nationally to come out with a model from the towing. And I don't know what parameters it's going and all that, but there is something movement on that. Evidently, there's a problem across the states on this. So that's all I know. I don't know enough to even give you an explanation of it.
Thank you, Representative Hawley. And it is an issue that I think is out there. A lot of us don't see it, but I think Representative Wick is in that profession. He sees it. He hears about it a lot more than what us in this room probably hear about it. But it's something I think that we can look at in a work group setting, maybe using some legislation from Uncoil, bits and pieces, something to strengthen our laws to protect these people that are doing their job at 2 o'clock in the morning. Any other discussion on this topic or any other topics? Representative Steinhauer.
Mr. Chairman, it's probably an item to be discussed in Health and Human Services or Social Services. I talked to Representative Campbell this morning, but the benefit of regulating the number of beds in our nursing homes eludes me. He's trying to arrange for a meeting for myself and himself with someone from the department this week, but I suspect they're going to have a hard time convincing me of the benefits to the general public. But maybe they'll be able to do it, but there's maybe an opportunity there, and it is regulating commerce, so it might also fit here. So I just thought I'd bring that up.
Do you want that? Are they going to put that together in a summer study form in health?
I was giving them a shot first to convince me that it's a good idea that we continue regulating the number of beds.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stalzer.
Also have a proposal along those lines on the number of nursing home beds. Sioux Falls is currently totally run out of nursing home beds. And when you talk to them, they say, well, there are 15 within 45 miles of Sioux Falls. And who wants to put their spouse 45 miles away? So I have already started some discussions with Avira and Dalrymple. And I will be bringing such a proposal forward.
I think this is the reason for these discussions right here, is we got to get these people together. Representative Steinhauer, Representative Stalzer, visit on this. Unless you want to put it in a summer study form, put together a summer study on nursing homes in South Dakota, yeah. Something that the executive board and us as legislators may want to take a good look into, Representative Steinhauer.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, Representative Stalzer, so were you just questioning that or looking at an increase, or were you actually just going to the heart of, to me, the heart of the issue is what is the benefit from the regulation, and questioning whether we need to continue regulation is kind of where I was going.
Stalzer, but I'm along those lines. My question is, in looking at it, there is no provision in it for the growth of like Sioux Falls or Rapid City. And if we're going to maintain some limits, then we need to look at the formula that's is someone buying jerky or paying a fine, or what is going on here? but anyway, you know, there's something wrong with the system when it allows a major city to run out of beds. And it may need to be a study, because we need to look at that whole approval process and, you know, what's going on.
I'm going to look around the room here. Are there others that think that this should be something? Question. Representative Howley?
Thank you. When the moratorium was put on, did that come out of a summer study committee initially? Or I just, does anybody know?
I think this has been a battle for a number of years, over 20 years now, and I think it was in the 90s that the moratorium was put on under the Jenkel administration. I'm looking at somebody who's been here probably for 80 years in the back row. He might remember.
I don't remember the exact year. Yeah. Been a while.
And thank you, Mr. Moses. Yeah. Any other comments? Is it, maybe you want to put together a form on that and pass it around the members here if anybody's interested to sign on and or at least add comments to it. Anybody interested in having that be in a Commerce Committee recommendation? Representative Steinhauer, would that be a motion that the committee...
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Representative Steinhauer, seconded by Representative Stalzer, that the House Commerce and Energy Committee sponsor an interim study request to the E-Board on the moratorium on nursing homes in South Dakota.
I'd word it as the benefits and possible revisions to the control of nursing home beds.
Repeat that one more time.
A study on the benefits and potential modifications to the regulation of nursing home beds. I didn't get it the same two times, so I hope I'm not in trouble for that.
Okay, discussion on that. Any member have discussion on that recommendation? Again, these recommendations will have a little more force, I think, if they see it sponsored by the committee, and I'm going to ask Representative Steinhauer if he can fill out the interim study form to follow up on the title. Is there any discussion on having Commerce and Energy request this summer study? Representative Steinhauer?
Only that I would say that I'll work with Representative Stalzer, who's already started something, but if those of you over the next day or so have some additional feedbacks and things that we should include in that request, please let me know.
Just a
Representative
quick,
Holly.
One of the discussions I get is with my assisted living people back home, and along with that discussion, too. So somehow I would assisted living needs to be included in that discussion. Yeah.
Further comments? We could do a committee vote on this to see if the committee will sponsor this as a proposal for the executive board for a summer study. Any further comments? Hearing none, we are going to take a roll call vote on this. All in favor of the House Commerce and Energy Committee sponsoring the motion of Representative Steinhauer as a summer study to the E-Board will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Beal.
Aye.
Harrison.
Aye.
Holly.
Aye.
Kirschman excused. Nordstrup.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Willitson.
Aye.
Woman.
Aye.
Zickman excused. Schoenbeck excused. Rounds.
Aye. And thank you. Are there any other We will put this in a request form on behalf of House Commerce and Energy Committee. Are there any other topics that the committee is interested in? Representative Willitson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't know if this is really a summer study topic or not, but Representative Hawley and I talked last week about his attendance at the NCOIL meeting. And NCOIL, as you know, is the National Council of Insurance Legislators. We're, as a legislature, we're a member of several groups such as that, from ALEC to CSL or and whatever. You know what I'm talking about. I don't, but at any rate, I don't know what the procedure is that we would go through the process to request membership in an organization like that. You know, as Representative Hawley and I discussed, there's several model bills that are coming through, in particular with unemployment insurance and also with work comp. In those areas, that it would be beneficial for us to have access to their model legislation for these bills, for that part of it. So I'd be curious as to what the procedure should be that we go through to do that.
And thank you, Representative. I do know that as the chair of the committee, I have been, and I think Representative Hawley attended that meeting. He requested it, but I was invited to it myself, and I couldn't take the time to go down. As the chair of commerce, they fill me in on all this information, but I think this is something that we should approach the speaker with. The speaker makes all appointments to these committees. Representative Hawley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The problem you got is that when we go down, South Dakota is not a member state, so we're not allowed to vote. And we can sit and we can visit. To become a member state, it's a $10,000 membership fee. And I visited with Director Dieter from the Division of Insurance. What they've done is a lot of states, the Division of Insurance has been paying their fee for them. Otherwise, it would come out of our LRC, Executive Board.
This would be something to approach Executive Board with. We should put it on the Executive Board agenda for the first meeting so they can talk about it during the interim.
Yeah. There is two big issues headed down the road that we had a good discussion. One is that there's a work comp opt-out that's Oklahoma's passed in Texas. They got it going in Tennessee. And it's supported by the big self-insureds, Walmart, Dayton's, those, and that they would opt out of work comp laws and they would set up their own work comp program for their own employees. And that's a big discussion item. Another one is on auto insurance is premium optimization. Right now, we've had the credit scoring model. Randy is involved with this a lot. On based off your credit score, your insurance premium would be different than somebody else with exact same things. But now they've got the ability, the companies do, that if your credit card says that you buy two bottles of wine every day, even though you've never had a ticket and you've never had anything on it, their scoring models would potentially have the ability to make that a scoring factor in insurance premium. Just a small example, but they call it premium optimization. And so a lot of the states are starting to wonder, are we going to regulate this and what are we going to control? And what level do we say that's too much information? So there's two big bills come down the road. I see a benefit for belonging to NCOIL in those discussions at a state level. We also had, at that meeting, we had four commissioners from the insurance commissions of across the states in the discussion. So for me to push by myself, for us to join, would be difficult. It would be nice if there's some support. I see a benefit that South Dakota belonging to this. And in at the table in the discussions on it. So it's difficult to push from my side of the aisle.
Representative Hawley, would you like to make a motion that the House Commerce and Energy Committee prepare a request to the Executive Board that the South Dakota Legislature belong to the NCOIL?
Yeah, I would make that motion if that's appropriate. Yeah.
We have a motion by Representative Hawley, seconded by Representative Willitson, that the House Commerce and Energy Committee make a recommendation to the Executive Board that the state of South Dakota, the South Dakota legislature, belong to NCOIL. And I think for discussion, this is a great organization. I see a lot of the emails coming through, and I see some of the legislation coming through, and I assume everybody's getting those. I'm not a member. I get this stuff. I get invitations to go to this and that as a non-voting member, but to attend. But I would like members of this committee to see some of this information coming out, or at least be a part of it. I Representative Steinhauer.
Mr. Chairman, maybe it was stated, but what's the cost? The cost is not high.
$10,000
per year.
Yeah. Okay.
Get out your checkbook. Yeah. Further, we do have a motion. Is there any comments on a motion, Representative Northstrup?
I hate to be the wet blanket, but there's other industries. There's the banking industry. There's the legal industry. And if we start sending representatives off to every industry, I don't know where it ends.
I really think that this is something that we need private assistance with outside of the legislature. $10,000 is a lot of spending cash, and like Representative Northstrup, soon to be senator, maybe. You can bring this up in Senate House or Senate Commerce and Energy. That's a good idea. But there are half dozen other organizations, national organizations, but I think this one here, I think, brings up a lot of topics that we're going to be facing down the road. Representative Willitson?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I think this is a difference because NCOIL, they are much like ALEC and NCSL and so on, where they are providing assistance for legislators in legislation and up and coming topics, you know, dealing with insurance legislation. And so I see that as different rather than, you know, belonging to a banking group, you know, or that type of thing. I, on that part of it, I'd agree with the soon-to-be senator. But I think there's a lot of benefit for South Dakota in particular in belonging to this organization, especially when it comes to insurance legislation.
Thank you, Representative Willitson. Representative Northstrup?
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. And not questioning the value of it. The real value of it is if we're active, you know, if we attend the meetings, if we send people there that are long-term members, and just sending the check in doesn't get us the value. The value is when we attend the meetings and participate and provide leadership within that group. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further comments on the motion, Representative Hawley?
Yeah, and I agree 100%. I mean, the $10,000, all it does is allows you to sit on the committees and be involved in the discussion. We still need to have people involved from the House and Senate side, I agree. And I'm not familiar in what other organizations are out there. This is just one that I saw that between regulators and legislators, there's a really good dialogue. And in the insurance industry, if something happens in another state, it's headed this way. So it really is good to get in front of issues, is what it's for. So,
thank you, Representative Hawley. Representative Northstrup?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I would see more value in it. And I suspect if the department can be long-term members also. It's not, and that's a question, is it for legislators only, or is it for departments and legislators?
Representative Hawley.
The actual committee members and the actual voting members are legislators only. And then the departments come and they give a lot of the testimony, and that's where the interaction with legislators and the department is. So the department doesn't actually belong. The state of South Dakota does, and then the members are the legislators who actually are the voters and the committee members of the dues-paying members.
I'm going to ask a question. Do any of the other legislators sitting at the desk see their emails, their information?
I do.
Representative Stalzer does. That's one of the keys, is they do send out some good information, and getting this information out to the committee members and other legislators is a very key, and I guess that starts with the chair. So I apologize for not forwarding a lot of these on to people. I assume that members of the committee get these. And there is some model legislation that comes out, and the discussion part, being involved, would be a plus. Representative Willetson?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. There's a person in the room that has a lot of experience with insurance legislation. Could we maybe ask him if he has an opinion that he would want to express?
Representative Willetson, are you asking me to subpoena Mr. Randy Moses?
Not if he doesn't want to be.
Mr. Moses, you have experience with NCOIL. You were with the Division of Department of Insurance for a number of years. Come on up and say hey to the committee. You haven't testified in front of us all year.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Randy Moses, Severa Health. And I almost made it through an entire year without testifying. So it hadn't happened in 25 years or so, however long I've been around. So I didn't pull it off. I hesitate to give any kind of recommendation. I certainly don't have any marching orders from Avera on this issue, but I'm certainly aware of NCOIL and the whole issue of whether or not the state should participate in NCOIL has been around for many, many years. We've had various discussions when I was with the division with legislators, not both here and from other states, as far as participation in NCOIL. We've had some NCOIL members come and visit the division back a number of years ago to encourage us to do that. And I think the bugaboo has always been, where does the money come from? Should it be administration or division's budget, or should it be legislative budget? I think that's really where the crux of it is. I don't think there was any objection. Just the funding mechanisms where the snag was. So that's kind of my historical perception on it. I'd be glad to answer any questions if anybody has any.
Does anybody have any questions of Mr. Moses? Representative Northrup.
And maybe Representative Hawley could also answer the question. Is the insurance industry is a very diverse industry. You know, there's life insurance and there's car insurance. And is NCOIL specialized in any subset of the industry?
If I might, they have a this was a day and a half meeting, 2 day meeting, and there's a work comp session. There was a session on auto insurance for the individual. There was a session on the healthcare. There was a session on that. There was a session on life insurance investment model, because there's a new model coming down on what they need to how they can do it. It covers all segments is what it does. And then you pick which committees that you would want to be involved with on that side.
Representative Northrup, did that answer your question?
Very well, thank you.
Or Mr. Moses, do you have any comments on that?
I would agree that they're multi-line, across the board, all types of insurance.
Further discussion on the motion to approach eBoard with having the state of South Dakota belong to NCOIL. I guess that would be the motion, to have the state of South Dakota be a member of NCOIL, and that would be presented to the executive board. Any further discussion? This is Representative Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It would be a easier yes vote if we knew the department was enthusiastic about it, because if there's no enthusiasm coming from the department, unfortunately, we don't have that information today. So,
and that is correct. And I think what we want to do is at least present to executive board, and if the department doesn't come in on board, I don't think executive board would approve it. Any further discussion? Representative Stelzer?
Yeah, I just comment that I think the intention behind it is good, and exec board is having some issues with finance, but I think that's a decision for the exec board, and so I won't stand in the way of it.
Well, I think what we would have to do is, during the presentation, show where the dollars would come from, how it would work, maybe getting some private money involved to support the state of South Dakota, the legislators, and our Division of Insurance as a member. Any further comments? Hearing none, this is a roll call vote. We'll bring this to the e-board if the committee so chooses, as a committee. All those in favor of approaching the e-board with the request to have the state of South Dakota belong to NCOIL. We'll signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Beal.
Maybe.
Present.
Pass.
Harrison.
Aye.
Holly.
Aye.
Kirschman is excused. Nordstrup.
Aye.
Stalser.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Willitson.
Aye.
Willman.
No.
Zickman excused. Schoenbeck excused. Beal.
No.
Okay, Rounds.
Aye.
Having an affirmative vote, we will put together a request to executive board. This request will have to be put together in advance, and I'm going to appoint Representative Holly, Willitson, and myself to formulate the request. And there will be some issues involved, like the funding, and we'll have to contact the Division of Insurance and have their input on this. Executive Board may turn it down, but it's at least a request is there. Any further? Representative Harrison.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't know if this is a summer study issue or not, but it seems like we have a industry that's relatively new to our state that's getting some attention, and that's the trust industry. And maybe it's that I don't know a whole lot about it, but we've had a couple of bills, and one of them was what happens if one or a couple of these trust companies do go under, what the state does. We had a bill for captive insurance for the trust industry, and it might be just my ignorance, but it seems like I would like to know what kind of oversight the state has over these trust companies.
Thank you, Representative Harrison. I think what we need to do is visit with Representative Mickelson. He has been kind of, and there are some others too, but I think he's been kind of, and those came out of a summer study or out of a work group, the trust.
Oversight company for the trust.
Yeah.
He's chairing it.
And I think we need to approach Representative Mickelson on that. We don't have the information here with this committee right now to answer that question, if we should support it as a summer study or not, until we can talk to the representative those representatives that are involved. But it's a good point, Representative Harrison.
And maybe even if Representative Mickelson would come and just give us an overview sometime on what is happening with the trust companies, maybe that's enough. I'm just feeling like I don't know enough about it. So,
Representative Harrison, we are done Friday of this week.
Yes.
You plan on being back next year?
No.
So we are limited on time. I think this would have to be a conversation in the hallways with Representative Mickelson and others that are on the oversight committee to see if this is enough. But you bring up some good points. The trust industry is growing in South Dakota, and it's growing pretty fast. Further comments? Further? Hearing none, I was given a card, and the chair is going to ask Representative Beal if I should open this card.
Chairman.
Representative Beal.
You already did open the card.
Well, just briefly.
I think that was a fine by your rules.
The chair is already donating to his. But this card was handed to me, and I don't know what's in it. So was I set up?
Chairman.
Representative Beal.
Permission to speak.
Permission granted.
The card was given to me for my birthday, but somebody clearly made a mistake. Would you please open that card up?
With the permission of the committee, should I open the card?
Second.
Is that in reference to something, Mr. Chair?
Yes. Well, I'm going to ask Representative Beal. Is that in reference to something?
Chairman.
Representative Beal.
Permission to speak.
Permission granted.
Yes, it was in reference to a bill of yours, but I won't go any further.
Well, thank you, Representative Beal. Any comments on the card?
seeing none, I'll keep moving along.
May I have one more personal privilege, please?
One more personal privilege?
My father is here. The driver of the entire crew has come into the room, Bill Wick.
Well, welcome.
He's also
to
the president of the South Dakota Professional Towing Association.
Representative Wick, a follow-up question. Can I ask, is there an amateur association or is it all professionals?
Well, some days you don't know the difference.
Welcome to the committee.
Thank you.
Good to see you here today. The chair is going to take a couple or a minute here just to make a reference to a few of the committee members that will not be here next year. We're going to lose Representative Nordstrup to the lower chamber. Well, that's where he's running for. Representative Stalzer is going towards the lower chamber. Representative Kirschman, who's been on this committee for 8 years, is term limited, and I think he's going to go for the lower chamber. Representative Harrison, you're not going to return. And I think the others are all planning on returning here. The plan is there, Representative Nordstrup?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do plan to, as a matter of fact, I've filed my papers to be run for the Senate, and it's actually to benefit the legislature, because when I do that, we can simultaneously raise the IQ of both bodies.
Thank you, Representative. I would like to thank this committee. I think this is the top committee in the legislature. I look around the table here. We had some good bills this year. We had some great discussion. I look at the number of bills that are left under the table to the 41st or 55th legislative day. We went over legislation very good. I'm proud of this committee. I was told many times this committee has personality. And that's a very good point. Personality is important because when the day is done, we have a tough day. You know, we still get along, and that's a key for any committee up here, any legislative committee up here. And I had the honor and privilege of serving with each and every one of you, and I thank you for being good committee members. And that being said, we've had some very good staff here, folks. Very good staff. On behalf of the committee, we provided some cards, and I thank the committee for going in. That's for Amanda Jacobs, and this is for Pam Keene. They put up with us and our personalities this year, which in all reality was pretty tough. They did so without complaint, especially sitting up here next to me, and they did a very good job. I want to thank the members that sat in while Representative Schoenbeck was away on business or for family issues. Representative Wollman's done a good job. Representative Stalzer filled in well. Representative Harrison heard a bill. I wanted to get more people involved, but we had very limited number of Senate bills come over. And that's usually the time I try to get other people to hear bills and sit up here and get used to throwing the hammer at people. But the committee, I'm very proud of this committee and the work you've done this year, and I hope to see those that I'm looking around the table. The only one I think is not that's not coming back is Representative Harrison. Maybe at a future date you'll decide to make a return up here. We're going to miss you. Or as Representative Beal says, Marianne, you've done a good job. Any other comments? Representative Willardson, do you have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move we adjourn.
Second. Motion by Representative Willison to adjourn. Seconded by Representative Wick. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Nay.
We are adjourned.